One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
in
2017.
I was just going to say Happy New Year to the people.
But, and you did. And I was making 2017 sound epic and exciting. Because we all need that.
Yes.
Let's get pumped about this year. Because we can make it great.
Make 2017 great again.
Make 2017 great, please.
Yeah. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God, please.
That's going to be our slogan. Make 2017 great, please.
So how's the way we can make 2017 great?
The gift of song.
The gift of song in vegetable form.
Yes.
What is a song in vegetable form?
Well, a song salad,
yes,
is a random topic from Wikipedia plus a random genre from moodfuse.com combined to create a random song.
Yes, pretty much. And what are we doing that's special for this episode?
We are back at it again with our friends from college. For New Year's, we decided to skip town and get a cabin all together and just play games and reunite and have fun to ring in the new year. And like we did last time when all our friends got together, force them to sing our Song Salad song.
Aren't they such good sports? The last time we did this, it was our very ill-planned 12-minute episode called Blubber Hot Dog.
About Sumacetus.
Which I actually love. I do get that song stuck in my head. And
he's chubby and he's flubby and he's dead. Whatever
yeah.
It was.
But this time we're going to do a little bit more legwork up front.
Right. And I don't think we're going to get as lucky as we did last time with the genre being choral music.
Yeah.
So we'll have to put a little bit of effort into it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. You never know.
Yeah. We could get choral music again.
I mean, last week we did have Renaissance counterpoint, so.
That's like, very true.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We also have a Utahn this episode that we will do right now before we get into the rest of it.
We're keeping it all in the family. This Utahn goes out to my mom, Vicky. Thank you, loyal listener, Vicky. She loved our incorporation of Logic's built-in vocal samples in some episodes past and asked us to do a Utahn using exclusively Logic's vocal samples.
Did she give you a style though that she wanted?
She didn't, but I know she loves like Earth, Wind and Fire, Parliament, Funkadelic kind of stuff. So why don't we do like a 70s funk song with some Logic vocals over it.
Awesome. I think this will be really fun. And we really want to do this anyway.
Yeah.
As a little experiment, so it'll be...
I'm excited to see, like, what kind of story we could put together in the lyrics.
I know. Or, like, how to feature them enough. Because they're meant to be background
snippets,
or incidental sort of things.
Right.
So, this will be fun.
All right. Here we go.
And I think the title should be Illogically Funky.
Great. Here is Illogically Funky.
Turn on the radio.
Dance, dance, dance. Gonna make you dance, dance, dance.
Shake your body now.
Do me a favor.
Get up on your feet.
There are days and there are nights. I got a fever of 108.
So I just sit here all alone.
I'm just stuck here in a dream. I don't know, rusty boat. I'm gonna take it tonight across this shore.
Load the boat, Dixie style to an ocean wave.
I see faces everywhere.
Everybody's so funny.
Load the boat, load the boat, load the boat, load the boat, load the boat,
Load the boat. Load the boat. Load the boat.
So that's illogically funky.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that, Mom.
And
we did.
We sure did. And thanks again to everyone who donated to our Give Forward campaign.
Yeah.
We are no longer accepting donations at this moment for the Utahns, but we do still have another Utahn coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Given the success of this, we're going to be able to buy some new equipment.
Yeah.
And we're going to be able to either do some advertising or to offset the cost of hosting the podcast on SoundCloud, which costs a certain monthly fee every month.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you guys sincerely for supporting us.
Thank you very much. It was awesome. Great.
Yes, it was.
And we're ready to bring you another song.
So should we go to Mood Fuse?
Yes, and spin the salad spinner.
Which sounds like hat trick from Todd. And now we're going to start needing more salad spinner suggestions.
Please tweet salad spinner suggestions at us.
At SongSaladCast on Twitter. Todd says, Kristen Chenoweth singing along to her favorite Megadeth song.
Oh, God. I don't know any Megadeth songs.
I know. We'll have to look up a Megadeth song. But in case anybody doesn't know who Kristen Chenoweth is that possible for the listeners of our podcast?
Probably not.
Yeah. Kristen Chenoweth is a tiny little elf person with a big, huge kind of bell-like voice, I guess.
Very high-pitched, nasally kind of voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a lot of power.
Yeah.
And she's a Broadway star.
Let's look up some Megadeth lyrics real quick.
Yeah. And Megadeth is heavy metal, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's pick... I'm going to pick my favorite Megadeth song from this list, which is going to be Poison Was the Cure.
Awesome.
So here's Kristen Chenoweth singing what I think Poison Was the Cure goes like.
Okay.
I missed the warm embrace I felt first time you touched me. Secure and safe in open arms, I should have known you'd crush me.
Why is she a tiny screaming cartoon mouse?
That's how she would do death metal.
Oh, man. All right. Oh.
Morna.
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 What is Morna?
Morna.
The Morna, pronunciation both in Portuguese and Cape Verdean Creole, is a music and dance form from Cape Verde. Lyrics are usually in Cape Verdean Creole, and God, of course they are. And instrumentation often includes cavaquinho, clarinet, accordion, violin, piano, and guitar.
Interesting.
Morna is widely considered the national music of Cape Verde, as is the fado for Portugal, the tango for Argentina, the merengue for the Dominican Republic, the rumba for Cuba, and so on. So where is Cape Verde?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah. What? Oh. Not where I thought it was going to be.
It's off the coast of Africa.
Oh, wow. There are these tiny little islands off the western coast of Africa. Cape Verde, or Cabo Verde, is an island country spanning an archipelago of 10 volcanic islands in the central Atlantic Ocean.
Hmm.
It was uninhabited until the 15th century when the Portuguese discovered it and colonized the islands, establishing the first European settlement in the tropics. Ideally located for the Atlantic slave trade. Womp womp. The islands grew prosperous throughout the 16th and 17th centuries, attracting merchants, privateers, and pirates. The end of slavery in the 19th century led to an economic decline. Oh, so sad.
Right.
Ugh.
And immigration.
Though Cape Verde gradually recovered as an important commercial center and stopover for shipping routes.
Hmm. All right. So let's check back about Morna.
Yeah.
Which is their national music.
Okay.
It is characterized by having a lento tempo, which means like a slow tempo. A two-beat bar, so 2-4 time signature,
mm-hmm.
and in its most traditional form, having a harmonic structure based on the cycle of fifths. That's interesting.
What does that mean?
So that means, if you start on, like, C,
mm-hmm.
C chord, the fifth of a C scale is G.
Okay.
So the next chord you would go to from C would be G. Then you take the fifth of G, which is D, and you play D. Then you take the fifth of D, which is A, and you play A. So it's the cycle of fifths. Yeah.
Oh.
While the lyric structure is organized by musical strophes.
Strophes?
That alternate with a refrain. The morna is almost always monotonic, i.e. it is composed in just one tonality. Compositions that use more than one tonality are rare, and generally they are cases of passing from a minor to major tonality or vice versa. So
does that just mean it's one key each time?
That makes it sound like it's just one chord for the entire song, but let me read more about the circle of fifths here. So basically that just means that there's no kind of key changes or anything. So the harmonic progression is always the tonic chord, or so, you know, in my example earlier, C. The second chord is the lower fifth, the subdominant, which is going to be an F chord. The third chord is the same as the first, so back to C. And the fourth chord is the upper fifth, which is up to G. So every song would follow that structure. So it'd just be like C, F, C, G, C, F, C, G. And then the next song would be another key, but same exact chord structure.
Oh. Wait, and it, does it always start on the same chord or no?
You always start on the tonic chord.
Okay.
Like whatever you choose as your tonic chord. And then you move in that pattern from that tonic chord.
Oh, boy.
So that's easy.
Yes. And there's also, this is actually one of the more like regimented forms I feel like we've gotten.
Yeah.
Because it's like giving us all this great organizing structure. So the melodic structure, the melodic line of the morna varies a lot throughout the song with ascending and descending note sequences. And within a bar, the notes generally do not have the same length.
Hmm.
So one frequent characteristic is syncopation. Or more precisely, one note at the end of the bar is extended to the strong beat of the next bar.
Hmm.
The melody is accentuated on the first beat and the last half beat of the bar. So what does that mean?
So basically that means you'll like end a phrase on like the end of a bar and like hold the note over into the next bar. And the accent of the melody would be on beat one, and then also on the like and of four leading into the next bar. So like one, two, three, four, and one, two. Like those are the accents on whatever melody you do.
Okay.
There's also a typical rhythm of the morna, which is da 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Oh, okay. And there are some themes in morna music that are approached with more frequency, according to Wikipedia, though they are varied. So typically Cape Verdean subjects are talked about, such as departure abroad, the return, the saudade. Saudade. I don't know
what. Saudade. I guess.
We'll click that in a second. Love for the homeland and the sea. One of the great performers responsible for this thematic, that's a typo, was the poet-composer Eugenio Tavares, who introduced in the beginning of the 20th century the lyricism and the exploration of typical romanticism still used today.
Cool.
So maybe we should pick a song by him.
Sure. And then as far as the instrumentation goes, the main instrument is the guitar, and the guitar provides both the bass and the chords. So you play like the bass notes with your thumb and then the chords with your other fingers. And then there's going to be a solo instrument that can be a violin or a clarinet or an accordion, and then voice.
Oh, man. So I looked up saudade.
Yeah.
A deep emotional state of nostalgia or profound melancholic longing for an absent something or someone that one loves. Moreover, it carries a repressed knowledge that the object of longing might never return. A stronger form of saudade might be felt toward people and things whose whereabouts are unknown, such as a lost lover or a family member who has gone missing, moved away, or died. Sodale was once described as the love that remains after someone is gone.
Damn.
Well, starting off 2017 on a high note.
Well, we'll see what our topic is,
yes, I guess. That's very true.
So the example we're going to play is going to be Sodale by Cesaria Evora.
She seems to be a very famous Morna singer.
She comes up a lot when you search Morna.
Yeah.
So here is Sodale. Sounds to me like all of these songs have a sense of longing.
Yeah.
In a minor tonality.
Yeah. Usually. Surprisingly, also, I don't know if you can really hear it in this example, but especially the Song of the Sea one.
Yeah.
It really had a very Middle Eastern flavor.
Right.
With that kind of like minor
scale. Sort of harmonic minor scale.
Yeah.
So the solo instrument would introduce the melody with that kind of a scale over the chord progression, and then the vocal would come in.
And according to this, like traditionally, it's a line and then the refrain and then a line and then the refrain.
That so the order of the lyrics, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like very repetitive.
That's the strophe.
Yes. Strophe, refrain, strophe, refrain.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Hey, I like when songs have a formula we can follow.
Me too. this is really beautiful.
Yes.
This music.
It's cool stuff. It's
really, and I have never, ever heard of this ever.
Me either.
Really cool.
Yeah. You know what? That's what we're doing for you here at Song Salad. Bringing you education daily. Weekly. Should we get a topic?
Let's get our topic.
Spin the salad spinner. You have to pick your favorite Megadeth
song. Oh, yeah. Okay. So how about we click on Ashes in Your Mouth? Click on that one and give me the lyrics to that.
Here is Kristen Chenoweth singing Ashes in Your Mouth.
People have round shoulders from ferrying heavy loads, and soldiers liberate them, laying mines along their roads. Sorrow paid for valor is too much to recall. The callous corpses piled along the wailing wall. Oh God.
Sad.
Terrible.
So you did not her singing in the style of Megadeth, just singing a Megadeth song in her own style.
Well, if her own style is popular from Wicked.
Yes.
List of sponges of Venezuela.
The sponges of Venezuela are a part of the Porifera fauna of Venezuela, which is part of the wildlife of Venezuela. No, duh. A number of species of sponges are found in the wild in Venezuela. This is a partial list of the marine and freshwater sponges of Venezuela. The families are listed alphabetically within the classes.
So we're talking about sea sponges.
Sponges.
Just in case anyone was unclear about
Venezuela.
There's so many. There are a lot. Oh, so many. Oh, that was just the sea. There's the freshwater ones, too.
Wow. You want to pick the funniest sounding name?
Yeah, we should probably pick one that has more of a...
Cali Spongidae.
We should pick one that has more of an article. Crimbidae.
Halicondridae.
How about Spongidae?
Spongidae.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
Let's do Spongidae.
Well, there's marine Spongidae, and then there's freshwater Spongidae. And this Spongidae...
Oh, this is Spongilidae.
Spongilidae.
Maybe click Spongilidae.
Let's go with Spongilidae.
Yeah. Oh, just... Okay. The Spongilidae are a family of sponges that live in freshwater lakes. There are 24 genera.
There's one called Spongilla.
Spongula.
Oh, God. You can just click forever on these sponges.
Yeah, it's so many sponges, you guys. Okay, so freshwater and saltwater sponges of Venezuela.
Let's just go with that.
Okay, yeah. We can work with that.
And you have to write a Morna song.
A Morna song. A,
like, sort of longing, what is Saudade?
Saudade, yeah.
Song about yeah. sponges.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, and then we have to make our friends sing it.
God. Sorry, friends.
Thank you, friends.
All right, let's get cracking, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. So continuing on the lovely trend of Morna music being highly structured and giving us everything we need to write
laying it out on a red carpet.
There are also, so the main strophes, so the strophe is not just one lyric, it's like a verse that they're calling a strophe. So it's like a verse and then the refrain and then a verse and then the refrain.
Gotcha.
But so the main strophes alternate with the refrain strophe, and those can have several models of, I guess, schematic structures. So, okay. Like how we'll sometimes talk about the end rhyme of things having a pattern or something
right,
like that.
Right.
This is talking about the main strophes alternating with the refrain in a certain pattern, which they're kind of long, so I don't think we're going to do the whole...
No.
like all these different. So like I was like, well, maybe I'll just like in the spirit of that, that will be my rhyme scheme for the strophe.
Sure.
And we'll just do like one alternation.
Okay. Yeah.
So the structure that I chose was AABCCB, which seemed interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. I decided to keep it simple with the instrumentation, and I'm just going with two guitars, actually. One guitar doing the pattern that it talks about on Wikipedia mm-hmm. with the plucking the bass notes and arpeggiating the chords. And then the other guitar is playing the rhythm that's notated, the over top of it. And I'm doing the chord structure as it suggests, where starting on one, then going down a fifth to the fourth chord, and then going back up to one, and then up a fifth to the five chord. And it'll just repeat that over and over.
Great.
I'm going to use a clarinet as the solo instrument. So whenever we have the lyrics and I write the melody, I'll have the clarinet play that melody as an intro. And then we'll go from there.
Cool.
I also notice it says here that the melody of the refrain is never the same as the melody of the strophes, the other strophes. So the verse has to have a different melody than the refrain.
Cool. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Sponges.
I'll be back with some lyrics and then we'll take a quick flash forward to finishing the song with our friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Lyrics?
I do have lyrics, and it's about sponges longing to be in the Venezuelan environment.
Because that's the best for sponges, apparently.
If Venezuelan water was going to run a tourism campaign for sponges, I think that's probably what they would say, is that it's the best environment for sponges. And I tried to incorporate the idea of like a longing for a place or to like belong somewhere.
Right.
And like those kind of like homesickness. So, all right, here we go. Whether salty or fresh as the dew, Venezuela has water for you. Sponges dream their whole lives of this place. Whether squat or spiky and tall, Venezuela has room for you all. Come to where your spores will get plenty of space. And then the chorus. Sponge one, sponge all, the siren song of sponges call. The wise among you heed their cry. Porifera, proliferate. It's here that you can procreate. Your legacy will never die.
Hey, I'm sold.
Yeah?
And I'm not even a sponge.
I'm very persuasive.
You are.
So that's my
That is an interesting
idea.
Rhyme scheme.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I obviously like just scraped it out of its original intent, which is the structure of the verses and choruses.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Can we make that work?
I think we can make it work.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe I'll record the verse and then we'll just teach the chorus to our friends.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
As if it's like a Morna song that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Well, let's take it to the cabin.
Okay.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
And all of our friends.
We are live from the Poconos.
Well, we're not live.
We're not live from the Poconos.
By the time you hear this, it will be two more days.
It'll be too late.
It will be too late. Yeah. We are in a cabin in the Poconos awaiting our eventual murder. And just like we did with Simocetus, the happy blubber hot dog episode, we were a lot more prepared this time. And now all we have to do is teach the song to our friends.
That's all.
That's it.
That's all.
That's all. No problem. Only like one and a half of whom are singers. No, like two and a half singers.
Let's go around the room and have all our friends say their names.
Yes.
Julie.
Josh.
Aslan.
Elliot.
Alex.
Cassandra.
Other Josh.
Alyssa.
Steve.
Megan.
And Todd.
So, friends, we've already picked our genre and topic for this song and recorded the information about it, but we'll fill you in. The genre that we're doing today is Morna, M-O-R-N-A. Oh. It is the traditional music from Cape Verde, which is a island off the coast of West Africa.
And you might be wondering the topic that we're going to be singing about, and I'm very pleased to introduce the topic this week, which is List of Sponges of Venezuela.
And now look at your lyric sheet for the chorus.
Sponge one, sponge all. The siren song of sponges call. The wise among you heed their cry. Periphera, proliferate. It's here that you can procreate. Your legacy will never die.
And here's the song.
Salty or fresh as the dew, Venezuela has water for you. Sponges dream their whole lives of this place. Whether squat or spiky and tall, Venezuela has room for you all. Come to where your spores will get plenty of space.
Sponge one, sponge all, the siren song of sponges call. The wise among you heed their cry. Porifera, proliferate, it's here that you can procreate.
So that was, I realized that I need to say the name of the song.
What's the title?
The title of this song is The Siren Song of Sponges.
Of course it is.
Yes. I feel like that makes sense.
And we are all siren sponges in our own way. Beckoning and calling to come to Venezuela.
To release our spores.
And release spores.
Into the warm waters of Venezuela.
Ooh.
Gross.
How's your vacation? Well, I released my spores into the warm water of Venezuela.
You've got to try it. Thank you to all of our friends.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you, friends.
You're welcome.
They're very good sports with us, and not only
sports.
They're very good sports. And not only do they, most of them listen to the podcast, which is very nice, but they are also putting their beautiful voices out there on the internet.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Thank you to everyone that purchased Utahns over the last couple months.
Yeah, we raised over $300.
Woo!
Which is awesome.
Six more hours.
I'll pull a Jeb Bush and be like, please clap. Yeah. And so we will be able to purchase an additional microphone.
Yeah.
And probably some advertising. And Ooh. If you know someone that you think would like Song Salad, please share it with them so that they can start the new year with a new podcast. Find us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast. And happy 2017.
Happy 2017. Until next time.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And we are friends.
We're friends.
And together.
You jumped your cue a little bit.
Were we all supposed to say a name?
No.
That's
well,
what I was going for, but didn't really happen.
Oh, well.
He's Josh. I'm Josh.
I'm also Josh.
It's very confusing. It's a room full of Josh.
Together, we're Josh.
Collective Josh. Great.
The mind you either cry, proliferate. It's here that you can procreate. Your legacy will never die.
Woo!
Your album!
Squeak! Oh, squeak! I don't know what the squeak is.